live from the middle of America
in the middle of the freaking night.
Welcome aboard. It is Friday night weekend finally upon us here. The 3rd of August, 2007. You're listening to the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're with us. We got a great show tonight. It's a Young Guns Roundtable. And one of the things that I want to do on this program as we go along is bring to you new faces, new names, and of a bunch of young people that are just really starting to make their presence known. We talked with Luke Radowski the other night, and I've got three gentlemen on tonight that are going to be with us that all run news sites. A couple of them actually have their own radio programs on my network, TrueNet Radio. But these are good guys, and all of them, you know, are young, and they're just getting busy. Nobody had to tell them to go do anything. They just decided they needed to do something and did it. And, you know, just like a lot of people have done, these guys are doing the exact same thing. And I figure, you know, it's time that we give some of these guys some attention and some recognition for what they're doing. And people, you know, drive people to their websites because they put out some really good information, a lot of good news. And they write some of their own articles. Some of their articles have broke major stories. So we're going to have Lee Rogers on from RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com, and Mike Swenson from RealInsideNews.com. And they're all on the line. We're going to go to them after just shortly after the break. Next week is still kind of an open book as far as what we're going to do guest-wise. I've got some invites out, and it's kind of one of those things. It's crazy. Late at night, people are thinking, oh, you guys are still on? What's going on over there? We've got some others in the pipeline that we'll be bringing on next week as well. And there's, you know, I could actually do night after night of just nothing but news. There's so much to cover. Every night my stack just gets bigger of stuff that I don't get to cover. But tonight with these guys, we're going to cover quite a bit of information. And look at the news, let you hear their takes on the news as to what's going on. We're going to talk about this latest FISA battle going on in Congress between Congress and the President, where Jorge W. Bush thinks that Congress should stay and work on his little FISA bill so he can snoop on everybody and their dog. Because evidently that's what he wants to do in the first place. And they've yet to come up with a bill, so they're going to stay busy on that all weekend long, working hard so they can get on their vacation. And so it's interesting when freedom is on the line, civil liberty is on the line. Now we can bust it out on the weekend. Yeah. So we know where this is heading. But then again, regardless of any type of bill that they come out with, he's just going to have his little signing statement and do whatever he wants to do anyway. I mean, it just hit, you know, him and Congress, that's just going through the motions. So, I mean, it's a mood point. I mean, how many signing statements has this guy put out? What, I think over 800? More than all of the president's previous combined. I mean, it's like Slim Whitman. He sold more albums in Europe than the Beatles. I mean, this guy, between executive decisions, executive orders, and his signing statements, this guy has totally flaunted the Constitution and the rule of law. But buddy, you better stick close to the law. But then again, you know, he loves us and protects us. It's like we're his little pet, and he just wants to caress us and love us so much. It's the motto of a bonesman, yes. I'm sure he thought of us all as he lay in the coffin. All right, back in a minute with the roundtable of Young Guns here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Welcome back to the program. All right, joining us now from RoeGovernment.com is Mr. Lee Rogers from BlacklistedNews.com, Mr. Doug Owen, and from RealInsideNews.com, Mike Splinson. Gentlemen, how are we?
Doing good, Mike.
Good, Mike.
Good, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you guys on, and we'll just kind of go around the table here a little bit, as virtually as we speak. And just kind of let you guys introduce yourselves, basically kind of how you woke up and just kind of, you know, relate your story here in the space of a couple of minutes. Lee, we'll start with you. Just introduce yourself to the audience and let everybody know a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Lee Rogers. I started a website called RoeGovernment.com about 6 months ago. And pretty much I discovered the New World Order and all that stuff. Primarily when I was serving in the military around 2003, around that time frame. And I just saw a lot of stuff going on that I didn't particularly like after I joined the military. And I started looking down the rabbit hole about 9/11 and globalization and what we were doing as really pretty much building an empire with our military. And I was kind of disgusted by it. And I just kept learning more and more until I got to the point where I said, you know, I got to do something about this, because if this continues, we're just going to lose our country. We're going to have a full-out dictatorship. So that's pretty much how I woke up to this whole thing.
Doug, how about yourself?
Pretty similar. I was in the Navy from 97 to 2001, and
being there, I saw a lot of things that I didn't like, and I really started getting a little discerned about what was going on in America. And about, I guess about 2004, really, after the 2004 election, I kind of woke up to a lot of the propaganda and all the fake news that was coming out. I mean, it was just watching it was becoming really, really obvious. So I decided about 2 years ago to start up my own website, blacklistednews.com, and try to expose some of this information that's really right in front of our, you know, it's hidden in plain view, and try to promote that and bring that out to the masses.
Mike Swenson, how about yourself?
Well, actually, sorry if I kind of don't have much of a voice here because I just got done doing my show, but actually, I had seen the short film, I'm sure a lot of truthers have seen, the Pentagon strike back in 2003, and I didn't really think much of it, and then last year, last May, I saw that I was on MySpace one night on my laptop and laying in bed, and I watched the movie Loose Change, second edition, and that is pretty much from that day on, you know, right after I saw that, I was like, you know, I know how to make websites, so I need to get on this. I started my website. It was truthorlies.org, and so I started that up and running and started spreading the information, and that was my own way of doing it, and I've just been involved ever since.
Well, excellent. Lee and Doug, you both served in the military. You said you saw things that you didn't particularly like. Can you guys want to elaborate on that a little bit about what some of those things were that you guys saw that, you know, that led you to believe that things weren't as they seem?
Sure. I mean, I can elaborate a little bit on that. Just the way the training is implemented by the United States Army. I pretty much served on a training battalion for 2 years, and pretty much the brainwashing is it's pretty overt. I mean, essentially what they do is that they try to convince people coming in that they're superior to their civilian counterparts, that you can't trust civilians. And not only that, but a lot of the stuff that I saw going on, just, I could spend pretty much hours just describing all the weird stuff that I saw in the military on a day-to-day basis. I'm sure Doug pretty much knows what I'm talking about. But you see a lot of screwed-up stuff. You see a lot of people in the military who get in the position of power that shouldn't have that power, and just things along those lines. But then also I saw the torture. I saw people coming back from Iraq telling stories, their limbs blown off, and all this crazy stuff. And also, I still had some friends who were over in Iraq as a couple of years ago, and they were telling me all sorts of bad stuff. So, you know, that's pretty much the whole deal in a nutshell.
What about you, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, being in the Navy, I didn't see nearly as much, you know, active combat, but a lot of the, not just, you know, monetary waste. There's just lots of things that were wrong with it, and so much of the, a lot of the contracting was one of the things that really bothered me a lot, and because they would have these contracts for, you know, to put on these weapon systems and, you know, these huge multi-million-dollar weapon systems on some of the ships and stuff, and, you know, they never, ever worked. And you're like, wow, these guys are just raping the taxpayers. And that was something that really bothered me. We had lots of stuff that we would commission, and, you know, it would never have, you know, some of it would be like, you know, 90% completed but non-functional, and there was just a lot of waste. And, you know, I was in during the whole Kosovo deal when we were going after Milosevic, and we shot a lot of Tomahawk, you know, missiles in there, and, you know, I saw the direct effect of it, you know, so many civilians really, you know, getting blasted away, you know, as usual in war, and it really started to bother me.
Yeah, I can imagine it would. And so you guys are putting out the news on a daily basis, and I know in the case of Lee, and I'm assuming with you yourself, Doug, since you guys have been at it a little bit longer, you guys have actually had some impact. I know what Lee has actually broke a couple of big stories wide open. You want to talk about those, Lee?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first one was pretty much, it was the Bush dictator presidential directive that I'm sure pretty much all the listeners pretty much know about. It was the Homeland Security presidential directive and the National Security presidential directive that it was issued in May. I forget the exact date, But essentially, the directive, what it states is that in a case of a catastrophic emergency, and this catastrophic emergency is broadly defined, it could be anything. It could be a hurricane. It could be pretty much anything, natural disaster, you know, I mean, just anything, terror attack, whatever, staged terror attack, doesn't matter. And if there's a catastrophic emergency in the country, it gives Bush the authority over the continuity of government operations for all three branches of government, which essentially means that he's in charge of all three branches of government and means he's a dictator.
All right. What do you think? All three of you here, question for all three of you, and we'll start with Mike first. What do you think that this is a guy that will actually put these type of things into place? I mean, I've had discussions with other people. You know, government doesn't put these type of systems into place unless they plan on using them at some point. Mike, what are your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely I totally think that he would. Just based on the Bush family history, you just go back to his grandfather, Prescott Bush, whose bank was channeling money to Adolf Hitler. He has no problem with putting in some kind of martial law or some kind of, you know, like a dictatorship-type government. You know, during my program, I was talking in the second hour about Rupert Murdoch, who owns the majority of the mainstream outlets in this country, you know, including Fox News and, you know, who's been proven to be, you know, Pentagon-backed 110%. You know, he owns New York Times and many, many others.
Did we lose Mike? Okay, so Mike's gone. Hopefully we can get him back here in just a second. But I think he's getting into the media, and we've not seen any mainstream media coverage of this type of executive order or the last two executive orders whatsoever from the mainstream media. It's been the alternative media and sites like yours, Doug and Lee, that are actually reporting on this stuff.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, you have this Israeli terror expert just 2 days ago coming out saying U.S. terror attack is imminent within 90 days. Another article I saw today come across, you know, the Viper teams are searching people in Indianapolis bus stops now. And I hadn't heard anything about Viper teams in probably a couple years. And so you see a lot of these reports that are coming out in mainstream media, you know, very quietly. And it can only make you think, you know, what's in the works.
Yeah, because I think we see kind of a definite ratcheting up of the fear. I mean, I've coined it the summer of fear, where this is, you know, every day there's something new. It could happen here, it could happen there, it could happen anywhere. Even this guy that you mentioned in that article that he's talking about how it could occur in 90 days. This guy's talking about how you ought to change your route to work every day. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? I mean, what's that going to do to stop a terrorist? Not a dadgum thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's completely insane. And what they want to do is they just want to strike as much fear into people as possible so they can continue this fraudulent global war on terrorism, which is, I mean, it's a complete fraud because our borders are wide open, but they still claim that we have this huge terrorist threat that is going to come here and kill everybody, when in fact the statistics show that you're more likely to be killed in an automobile accident or drown in a swimming pool or die of any other sort of freak accident than you are being killed by international terrorism. So,
right.
And the whole thing's a fraud. I mean, if they had any credibility whatsoever, they'd have a war in a swimming pool and things like that, but they don't have any of that. So it's just a bunch of fear that they're trying to use in order to control us. That's all it is.
Oh, don't get him started on a war on swimming pools. We'll splash him over there so we don't have to splash him over here.
Right,
oh,
right.
Gosh. And I mean, literally, we've had a war on poverty. We've got a war on drugs. None of those have accomplished anything other than to create more drugs and more poverty. And now a war on terror, and that just seems to be what they have done is actually created terrorists in the Middle East that are really upset with us now. Whereas opposed, you know, to just a few years ago, everybody thought this was a great and grand country, and people were coming here in droves. All right, we're going to grab a quick break. We're talking with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, and Mike Swenson of RealInsideNews.com. Back in a minute. You want to join us? 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back of the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us on the program, it is 800-313-9443. My website is midnightridershow.com. That's midnightridershow.com. And there's a handy-dandy email link there if you want to contact me about guest suggestions, ideas, whether you like the show, you hate the show. All feedback is encouraged and appreciated. And I don't write nasty notes back or anything like that. I'll say thank you. And also there's a chat link there that will take you to a live chat room that's up and running right now with a bunch of fine folks who are in there and chatting and listening to the program and having a wonderful discussion of like-minded individuals. So it's always a good time. And that's at MidnightRiderShow.com. And also I have links to the archives on Midnight Rider Show coming up probably this weekend. You'll be able to get the show downloads and all that good stuff right from the website. Or you can do it at RepublicBroadcasting.org if you're not going there and getting them anyway, which you should be. Hand them out to your friends. And you can also register for a podcast and all kinds of good stuff, which is really cool. That way, you know, you have all the information right there and right at your fingertips. Technology is a wonderful thing. All right, it's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. And we're talking with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, and Mike Swenson with realinsidenews.com. We've been talking about these executive orders, and we were talking about the one regarding martial law before the break, but the last two executive orders, gentlemen, that have come down the pike, in my opinion, have got to be the most telling and most threatening to what we're trying to do. One, which is bringing into the war, but at the same time restore this country, because basically these executive orders state that if you don't support, in a nutshell, if you don't support the war in Iraq, or you're against the U.S. policy with Lebanon and Syria, then basically they can seize your assets and totally ruin your life. Let's start with you, Mike Swenson. What are your thoughts about those last two executive orders to come down?
Well, I want to apologize for getting cut off there. My signal died on my phone. But I think first and foremost, it's a total attack against our First Amendment right to free speech and protest. And it's funny because a couple days after that was signed, I'm not saying it's funny, but it's just, you know, it's just people want to call this a coincidence or whatnot, but a few days after that was signed, Cindy Sheehan was arrested right outside the Congress building for protesting the Iraq war. They're serious about this. Again, like I was stating before my signal cut out there, is that, you know, Rupert Murdoch owns all of these mainstream outlets, pretty much the majority of the American mainstream news, and they don't want people to know. They don't want the mainstream public to know about these executive orders, because if they do, then I believe that there would be some kind of an uprising. It's easier for Bush to sign these and have the mainstream media shut up about it, and so that, you know, the public doesn't find out. And when they're mysteriously arrested and their rights are taken away, or their property is seized or whatnot, then, you know, all they can basically say, well, you violated Bush's executive order. And people are going to say, well, I didn't know about that. And they're going to say, well, too bad. Tough luck. You're SOL. You know, you didn't know about it. That's not our problem. And so that's the problem, because the mainstream media is just being totally complicit in this. They're not reporting it. And so people are just totally unaware. And that's one reason why my website, you know, Lee's and Doug's are so important, and others as well, you know, like Prison Planet and InfoWars are so important, because the alternative media gets you the real news, gets people the real news, what's really going on, so they're informed. And it's been proven statistically that the alternative media is growing day by day. The mainstream media viewership and listenership is dropping. Readership of mainstream newspapers is dropping. And that's a great thing, because people are starting to wake up. And if we could just get this to go supernova all over the place, then we really start making some progress in winning this country back.
Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, on these two executive orders, I mean, I've done pretty thorough analysis of both of them. I got articles on my website, and pretty much my analysis of the whole thing is that these two executive orders, essentially the first one, which had to deal with blocking the property or seizing the property of anybody who directly or indirectly tries to supposedly undermine the Iraqi construction, reconstruction, or whatever you want to call it, I mean, these are clear violations of the Fifth Amendment. And then the latest one, the one that's pretty much a similar executive order, only has to deal with Lebanon and undermining the democratic institutions of Lebanon. And that one pretty much obliterates the Fifth Amendment and the Fourth Amendment at the same time. So, I mean, that's disturbing itself. But what really disturbs me is that I saw this clip. It's on YouTube. I'm pretty sure I posted my website. I even played on my radio show. But there's a clip of a caller calling into C-SPAN. I think it's the Washington Journal show. And he brought up the directive, the one that says that the president can seize property from war protesters that don't like what's going on with the Iraqi war. And then immediately after he said that, the C-SPAN moderator or whoever just hung up on him and said, oh, sorry about that caller. And it was entirely blatant, and there was no mistake. They purposely hung up on him. And previously in the show, they were talking about Ron Paul and the 9/11 Truth Movement. So it just seemed really odd that they would cut him off for talking about that executive order.
Hold your thoughts right there, Doug. We'll get your thoughts on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Here on the Midnight Rider, saving it for a rainy day. Well, that's a great song. I like that. 800-313-9443. Manny picking the hits. Sounding good, dude. Thank you, my friend. And Manny the producer, always doing a dandy fine job. We're talking tonight with Mike Swenson of RealInsideNews.com, Doug Owen, BlacklistedNews.com, and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. And Doug, as we went to the break, we were about to get to you regarding these last two executive decisions. Your thoughts on those, and we'll move to the next topic after that.
I think it's just a continuation of trying to legitimize and legalize their war crimes. And if you look at Bush is now not letting even congressmen see his martial law plan, the continuity of government plan, since he basically installed his shadow government and took all of the power away from the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, even people on the, what's this, Peter DeFazio,
right.
who's on the Homeland Security Committee, is being denied access to see that. So, I mean, this is just more of the same. They're just really setting this in stone, I think.
You know, but it brings up the larger point, though, of why do we have a Congress that's absolutely doing nothing? I mean, other than the fact, you know, I mean, the only conclusion that you can come to is the fact that these guys are bought off, and they know what's up, and we just got a big, big, huge dance that's running around here, and it, to the American people, it appears like there's some opposition, and that there's real gridlock going on, when in fact, it seems that they just seem to be playing right along. Lee, you want to tackle that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, pretty much, it's fairly evident that both political parties are bought and paid for by the same multinational corporations, the central bankers, and all the people who really run the show. There's really no question about that, because it's really interesting to see how the Democrats were supposedly elected to end the war. They were elected to get us out of Iraq, and they've pretty much just they've put all this crap out there, you know, just saying like, oh yeah, we really want to get out of Iraq, but they don't come up with any substantive solution to get us out of there, like pulling all the funding from the war. I mean, I'm not a socialist or anything like that, but Mike Gravel on the Democratic side of the ticket, I'm a huge Ron Paul supporter, but I mean, Mike Gravel is really, and Kucinich are really the only two who are offering any sort of real solution to get out of there. Everybody else is trying to play this moderate stance, saying that, oh yeah, we want to have a phased withdrawal and we need to leave troops there. And, you know, it's just a big joke. I mean, they're all bought and paid for, and it's just stage theatrics. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'd seen something earlier this evening. It was a YouTube clip of a female congressman. I can't remember her name. They've introduced a bill in the House where it would make it law that if you're deployed overseas for 15 months, you would get 15 months at home. And so, like, if you had, like, three tours, each time you'd get a certain amount of time at home based on how long you spent on that particular tour. But there's a provision in this bill that if the president deems it a matter of national security, he can cut those leaves short and increase the deployments. So it basically, this guy's going to come back, Bush is going to come back and say, well, matter of national security, because everything's a matter of national security, and it's going to cut their leave short, so we're going to end up with exactly the same thing. Again, it's the stage theatrics of making it look like something is actually happening. Doug, what are your thoughts?
I definitely think that, you know, Congress is bought and paid for, you know, like Lee said, by the military-industrial complex, and the central banks and whatnot. I think the good thing is I think that I think a lot of people are really starting to see through this left-right paradigm. They're not falling for it. They're realizing, you know, people even like Cindy Sheehan are starting to realize that, hey, the Democrats are no different. And I think
right.
that up until recently, you know, the Republicans and Democrats have been really successful with their two-party system as far as passing the ball off. You know, we have conservative years, they mess it up, the Democrats come in, they're our saviors. And I think that people really see the complicity in the Democrats this time around. And that's why, you know, I, you know, really wonder about all these new pieces of legislation that Bush is, you know, his executive orders and all these latest pieces of little legislation they've been sliding in here because, you just have to wonder with what they're doing, the propaganda buildup. It should be of grave concern to all Americans, I'd definitely say.
Yeah, Mike, what are your thoughts? Mike, are you there? Okay. He's not talking, huh? He must have put the phone down. Okay. We see these little developments where you have a bill here and a bill there, but again, it's as Lee alluded to, there's no pulling of the funding. I mean, there's Congress's actual power right there. And if you've got a Congress who intends to end the war, All you do is say, the buck stops here, we're done. Thank you. Johnny, tell him what has won, the game's over. And I've got people in the chat room saying, you know, Bush isn't the one doing it. I understand that. And he's just the puppet on the stage. But at this point in time, he's the one that we have to directly go after, because we can only do this in stages, just like they've done things to us in stages. Do you gentlemen agree with that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, the whole deal with this whole war and everything. I mean, I personally like Gravel's idea that you pass a law that makes it a felony to stay in Iraq. I think that's a legitimate solution, just like pulling the funding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we still have to hold these people accountable, even though they might be middle management for the New World Order and all of that. I mean, they're still part of the system. They should still be held accountable, just like all the controllers above them. I mean, they all need to be held accountable for all their crimes and pretty much their treasonous behavior towards the American people.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people think that we should that we ought to have to end this in just one fell swoop. The problem is you can't end it in one fell swoop. I mean, the only way you're going to, you know, get rid of the European influence is we got to take our country back first.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we have to take it back. And I think one of the big things that we can do to take it back is definitely get Ron Paul in there, because the power that these people have has to do with the financial system, their control over the issuance of fiat currency. And if we take that away from them, then they have nothing. And if we restore our country to having a honest monetary system that's backed by gold and silver, as was defined and declared by the founding fathers, they wanted a monetary system based off of gold and silver, which is something that's honest, instead of something you just print out of thin air, then that would go a long way to solving, I'd say, over 95% of the problems that we have in this country.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't just keep, you know, printing the money out and letting it flow. Mike, in all of this, what are your thoughts? I mean, about one, are we able to end this in one fell swoop in your mind, or do we have to do this incrementally, just like it was done to us?
I apologize for the phone problems. I think we should, we have to do this individually. We all, you know, we're running our websites, the three of us here, and the best thing is just get the information out. Just even if you just can wake up one person at a time, I think that's the easiest solution to the whole thing, because eventually everybody will be woken up. I mean, look at the 9/11 Truth Movement and how much it's grown just in the past year. I mean, they had something like 6,000 or 7,000 people at Ground Zero last year, and I expect that number to double when we go up there. You know, my wife and I go up there this September 11th. So, I mean, just as many people that you can wake up in a day is the best thing. And going back to this false left-right paradigm, I mean, I was talking about on my show tonight how there's, an article came out yesterday on how Hillary Clinton just accepted $20,000 in campaign donations from News Corps. So, I mean, it's obvious that she's Fox News and News Corps and Murdoch funded and backed. So there is no difference anymore between Democrats and Republicans. It's totally false. And I hope and wish that the mainstream majority of the American public wake up to this pretty soon before something bad happens again.
Yeah, the subject came up of Ron Paul here just a couple of minutes ago. And I'll throw this open to all three of you. What, you know, and I totally support Ron Paul, but being realistic, what do we think Ron Paul's chances are?
We'll
start with you. Yeah, Mike, we'll start with you. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ron Paul, while his chances are very slim in the vast majority of things because, with these elections probably bought and paid for already, it's hard to tell. But I think, you know, and Mike, you've stated this before, you know, on your show this week, as a matter of fact, that at this point, as long as he is able to get the message out to as many people as possible, that's probably the most important thing right now in the immediate future. Hopefully he makes it past the primaries and maybe becomes a candidate. I think that would be great. But it's hard to imagine that right now in this whole scandal with the elections being fixed and all of this stuff just being predetermined before it actually happens.
Yeah, I think the interesting development in all of this, and Lee and Doug, you can handle this, is the fact that they're going to use the Diebold machines for the Iowa straw poll that's coming up here. in the near future. What are your thoughts about that, Lee and Doug? We'll start with Lee first.
Oh, yeah, I saw about that news story. Of course, these Diebold machines, electronic voting machines, I mean, there's been a bunch of stories coming out with all sorts of problems with the electronic voting. And, of course, the fraud in the Ohio 2004 election. Turns out that over two-thirds of the documentation based on the 2004 presidential election are just somehow missing and destroyed. So that's a whole other topic. So, I mean, the whole thing with electoral fraud is definitely a concern because of these machines. But, you know, besides the machines, I'm actually a little bit more optimistic than I think Mike is about Ron Paul. The reason why I say that is because the gambling odds, and the gambling is a true free market enterprise there. Right. Whether or not you agree or disagree with the virtues of gambling or not, the fact of the matter is that Ron Paul's odds of winning the presidential election is getting up there pretty close to all the so-called establishment media frontrunners. And I think that's very encouraging. And I'll tell you what, up here in New Hampshire, which is going to be the first state, he has tremendous support, and I see people with Ron Paul signs in a lot of places, and I don't see any sort of campaign signs or any sort of activism being done for any other candidate besides Ron Paul up here in New Hampshire. So I'm pretty optimistic.
What about you, Doug?
I'm pretty optimistic as well. I mean, you know, I am a betting man, and I bet on Ron Paul if I had the money to put my mouth where my mouth is, but... the good thing is, you know, especially about Ron Paul, like you're saying, you know, if nothing else, at least he's getting his message out there. He's got a platform to educate people about, you know, life and liberty, not death and taxes. Yeah. And he brings a real realistic view of foreign policy, you know. And I think the good thing, just like 9/11 truth, and this is why I'm so optimistic, is, you know, the more they try to smear people like Charlie Sheen, the more they try to censor it, the bigger things get. And the fact that you see Ron Paul, who, you know, they're excluding from straw polls, you know, the mainstream media keeps, you know, repeating over and over again, you know, well, he's a great guy, but he can't win, you know. Yeah, we kind of like what he says, but he can't win. I think the more and more that they do that, it's going to really undermine it. And I don't know. I think if they keep with their current strategy, they might boost him all the way to the top.
Yeah. Doug, are you on a cordless phone?
No, I'm on a cell phone, actually.
Ah, okay. All right. Because it sounds like there's like this major fly about the size of Godzilla flying around you there. Yeah.
Oh, there might be one in here. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean the odds makers, I mean, you know, you guys bring up a good point about the odds. I mean, I think they started at, what, it's 200-1, and the last I checked, they were 15-1. So there has been some improvement. But I agree with Mike, too, I you know, because I've said this in the past, that I think the main thing is, regardless of whether he wins or loses, or regardless how far he gets, it's the fact that he's out there getting a freedom message out. And the longer that we can keep that message getting out and getting spread, I think the better off we're going to be whether he wins the election or not.
Sure, and you know, one thing that a lot of people, you know, I hear there, I guess the negative nillies are, you know, well, if everybody puts all their resources and hopes into getting, you know, Ron Paul in, you know, when he doesn't get in, they'll be crushed, and you know, so I mean, I don't put all my faith and hope in the world into Ron Paul, and nor if he got in there would, you know, everything be fixed, and you know, we could all shut down our websites, and you know, you can go back to DJing rock and roll. I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, we have to keep fighting for liberty no matter what, and you know, but if he did get in, it would be a really great thing.
Yeah, but I mean, having him as president, that would just be, you know, one piece of the battle won, and then still more to fight. And because I mean, at that point in time, the fight would be on between him and Congress, that's used to their nice little, you know, career package they've got there. Because I mean, so many of these people have been ensconced there for absolutely so long. It's just absolutely incredible. About a minute here. We'll get some about a minute and a half to the break. So do you guys think that Fred Thompson will enter the race? I know the amount of money he has raised, that they raised back in June and July was not what they expected. And I hear there's already campaign staffers, that are quitting for him, even though he hasn't even announced yet. What are you guys' thoughts about Thompson?
Well, I think that, he's just another globalist. You saw the woman down in the Houston group,
right,
who was, you know, basically molested and dragged out of there by cops for basically, you know, expressing her free speech rights. My father says this to me a lot. He says, Michael, you speak against the government and all this stuff, but you're lucky you have free speech and you're able to do that. Just remember that. And, you know, I see his point, but, you know, I see the free speech just being flushed further and further down the toilet each and every day. You have people arrested for asking questions, like Matt LaPesa got arrested for asking Giuliani
right.
questions. You have that woman down in Houston arrested for asking a question. She wasn't harassing. She wasn't intimidating. Mm-hmm. She yelled out her question after she was being pulled away by the cops.
Right.
You know, the free speech is just, Fred Thompson's just, he's a total globalist. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
But you know, here's the thing, and I think where, you know, with all due respect to your dad, here's where he gets it wrong. It's not the government that gives us the rights.
Right.
That's where they get it wrong. The Bill of Rights isn't what grants us anything. We get that from God, the Creator, whoever you believe in. Back with more on The Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Yeah. Man, that sounds so sweet. That is good stuff. Back here on the Midnight Rider. There ain't nothing like some blues late at night. Man, you just got to love that. You go into the break, Mike Swenson brought up just the most interesting point, because I think in, gentlemen, this is the crux of the issue right here, is that we have so many people believing that our rights and our freedoms stem from the government and we are beholden to the government, when in fact the exact opposite is true. Doug, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, there was that video that We Are Change guys put up about, you know, telling that cop in New York, you know, why can't I see your badge number? And he said, you know, well, you're a servant. You know, we the people are your masters. And, you know, he was like, no, I'm not your servant. And so these, I think government has gotten way too big. And once the government no longer fears the people, I mean, you know, the cliche, then you have to hear me. So I think that's what we're seeing. There's such a, this, you know, the propaganda with the TVs, shows and whatnot that just train people daily to believe they're slaves, you know, that the government are, you know, government officials are officials, and that you are only given rights by the government, like you said, and people, you know, need to realize that our rights are given to us, just like you said, by God, not by our servant government.
Yuli, how about you?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I completely agree with that statement. And, you know, one of the things that was one of the main downfalls of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany and all these other totalitarian regimes is that they try to make the state as the god and the authority. And the state is not the god. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, I do believe in a creator. I'm a Christian and all that stuff. But, I mean, irregardless of my beliefs or anybody else's beliefs, how can you allow a government institution to be the end-all, be-all? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, I personally believe that we as individuals, I mean, we're put on this planet for a purpose, and we're supposed to live our lives the best we can, be the best possible human we could be. If you make the state the god, that just won't happen. That just flat-out won't happen.
No, and I think it further goes to the fact of how dumbed down the population has become. I mean, this is a glaring piece of it right here, where if you have Americans believing that we have a constitution and that we're a free nation, but yet they don't know what this document even entails, and they think that the Bill of Rights means that it's been handed down to us by the government. I mean, that's totally flawed, and it's totally backwards, and no wonder. You know, over the years, we've had so much difficulty in waking people up. It's because they believe this claptrap that it's the government who bestows all these wonderful privileges on us because they love us so much.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. And, you know, I try to convince my father of that, but, you know, it's some people are dead set in their ways and they don't see any other way. But
But here's what I think we need to start doing. Is I think that in that instance, I think we need to just get the dadgum Bill of Rights out, flop it down in front of them, and say, read it.
Yeah.
Where
no,
does it
I,
say
I
that
agree.
The government gives you this or the government gives you that? I mean, a guy popped in the chat room earlier today during my afternoon show. Exact same thing. And I wrote him back in the chat room during one of the breaks. I said, the government doesn't bestow any rights on us at all. That freaked him out. He left.
Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh, it's mind-blowing. The whole paradigm is busted. Whole paradigm is shifted. And all this, we're going to talk more about this when we come back, and I want your thoughts about it as well at 800-313-9443. We're at the crux of the issue right here. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere.
It's true. Gold and silver have been...